Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think we have to dig a little bit deeper, especially into the quarterback situation and some things that Kevin Stefanski said. And I think we have to dig a little bit, at least get a varying perspective on Myles Garrett's comments today. And to do so, we head out to the fan hotline and welcome in our good friend over at Cleveland.com. You might know him as Coach Riz. You might know him as Lance Reisland. Either way, he joins us right now. Lance, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Jake?
I mean, listen, I deem you, and when I think of guys, when I think of football guys, Coach Riz is right at the top. Football being back in the sense of training camp right now and getting to closer to true football, this has to be like prime time for you, right? Like, this has to feel great.
Oh, this is, today going to camp, it's like Christmas morning for me. Absolutely. Football back in the air, seeing all that stuff, it's just fantastic. The game is so fun to me. It's taught me so much. So, yeah, today's a much bigger day for me than most, I would say.
Lance, we'll get into some of the things that players and people had to say coming up here, but I did want to talk about something that I think everybody said across the board was sort of speaking to how difficult training camp was, how hard they were practicing, which is very contrary to the way that we've talked about this team over the past couple of years. Could you notice that day one? Was that very evident to you, or is that just guys coming out and talking?
Well, I saw it in the spring, and I saw it leading up to this in the OTAs and mandatory minicamp. I've seen some of just the idea of what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. I would say the best example of that would be the offensive line. I always make a point to go down the offensive line for the first 20 to 30 minutes of practice, just because that's where you win football games. It's up front. That's why I think the Browns can be competitive, because of those offense and defensive lines. But Mike Bloomgren is really, it's like watching Callahan almost in a way, right? He tells those guys the why. He's up in their face. He's very, very positive, but he's constant energy and constant pressure. And that goes to just kind of the mentality that works with Stefanski. And going back, they weren't real successful up front last year, and it really has nothing to do with sometimes bad coaching. It has to do with, like, not the right fit. So that's where I saw it the most. Those guys, those offensive linemen look in great shape, and he has them working. He's up in their face pushing those guys, even today, without pads. So that's where I saw it the most. But, yeah, I've seen it just with the competitiveness within all the drills. There's a lot of positions to be won, and you can see those guys are fighting for it.
Talk to me really quickly about DeJuan Jones. Obviously, we know that he's taken off a bunch of weight. All the word on him is that he's looked really good and looks really healthy. You saw him firsthand. How did he look?
For me, he and the whole entire offensive line led by him, they look in great shape. Joe Petonio looks fresh. He looks like a youngster out there. He's just how he handles himself. And that's once again goes back to him and Bloomgren. They are jumping up in lines. They are, as a coach, you watch them, and it's fun to watch that offensive line group. It's always been my favorite. Last year, not so much. And Bloomgren's just a why guy. He's telling those guys, hey, we're not just blocking this guy, but he's telling them, this is what the defense is going to do. DeJuan Jones looks in great shape. Those guys all have a chance because they're in great physical shape. They all look lean. They all look really light on their feet. They look happy to be out there. And once again, I have no idea what happened last year, but I'm just going on what I've seen the last 3 or 4 years. Those guys look in great shape. DeJuan Jones, when he's in shape, has a chance to be a really, really good left tackle in the NFL.
All right, Lance, let's get into it. I spent an hour talking today, fielding a ton of phone calls because Myles Garrett, it makes a ton of headlines across national media, local media, and everything else because he tells people that the expectation for this year is to win a Super Bowl. I took issue with it. What did you make of the comments?
Well, I was actually listening. I got home. I was on the way home from Berea, and I was listening to you. I'm like, well, I don't know if Jake's going to like my answer here, but... So for me, I'm okay with it because without expectations, what are you doing? Now, could he have said it differently? Possibly. But as a coach and a player, if you don't have expectations, what are you doing? As a coach and a player, you want people, you want fans, you want your coaches, you want whoever it is, you want them to be upset with you when you lose. That makes you work harder. And that kind of goes to the word culture that I think is very much overused in the game of football. People say it all the time, but I'm not sure if they do it. And if you don't have those high expectations, then how are you acting in the weight room? How are you acting in the meeting room? How are you practicing? How are you going through the things that are monotonous? How are you doing those things? Do you do them with great energy? And if you don't, then you have bad culture. And to say, if you're not going into every game to win, then what are you doing? My dad always said, even when we played teams that we knew were better than us, we're not going to lose the game before we play it. If they beat us, they beat us. And I think for me, what I took from not what he said, but kind of how it feels when you watch practice, they have to prepare each week to win. And if you're not preparing to win, then you have no, it sounds kind of cliche, but you have no chance to win, right? You got to believe you can win. So you practice that way. You prepare that way. I think it's a good thing to say. Now, could he have said it a little differently? Possibly. But for me, I didn't really listen to what he said. I said, you know, for me, it was like about how they're going to handle practice and how they're going to handle meetings and how they're going to do things. They're going to do things at a Super Bowl level. If you want to win a state championship in high school or you want to win a national championship or a Super Bowl, you have to be elite in everything you do. Doesn't mean you're going to automatically win, but you have no chance unless you do those things. So that's kind of how I took it. I didn't really listen to what he said. I kind of more of like what he meant for me.
Yeah, and Lance, I see that. I think one of the other things that is sort of, I know it rubs me the wrong way, and I'm sure a few other people, is sort of the illusion, at least, of hypocrisy in the situation between saying that you wanted out and that this team, essentially by your demands, was not good enough to go win a Super Bowl, and then following it up. I thought it was interesting that the sort of difference in the situation. Tua talked today for the Dolphins and talked about how Tyreek has to rebuild those relationships after he basically said, I'm out, I don't want to play in Miami, where Miles took even a more public approach and maybe a more brash approach to the situation. And there obviously hasn't been that backlash. The Browns players and media and everything haven't really talked about the fact of Miles building back those relationships. What do you see as the two differences sort of in those situations?
Well, you know, I would say how Miles handles himself. You know, Miles is a guy who, you know, he handles himself in the community, handles himself in interviews, does the right thing. Not that Tyreek Hill doesn't, but, you know, when you, Miles is a guy that he leads by example. And I think when you're a non-vocal guy, and that's what I, you know, I've said about Miles forever, watching him for 4 years of practice. Now, Miles is not a guy who's a rah-rah guy. Miles is a guy that leads by example. And I think regardless of what he says, I think the players know what Miles is going to do when he comes to practice and when he's in the game, which is going to, he's obviously defensive player of the year type of guy each and every year because of his practice habits and because of what he does, not really what he says. So, being that he's not a vocal guy, being that he's not a vocal leader, he leads by example. And there are different leaders. And Miles's way of doing it is, I'm going to be the best player on the field. I'm going to practice really hard. Watch what I do. I see him working with, you know, even through, you know, the summer and in the mandatory minicamp and today, like helping guys and doing things like that. But for me, I think that it's able to do it because of who Miles is as a person, right? He's not a guy who's a rah-rah guy. He's the guy who comes to work every day and works hard. And if you do that, I think the players have respect. It comes down to winning games, Jake. These guys got to win games, and that's why they're saying the things they got to do. It's not about rebuilding or developing. They got to win, and they feel like they got to win now, and I appreciate that. And Miles is the guy that leads by example. So I think that's why, you know, going back to it, that's why it's okay, because they know what he's going to give them each and every day.
Lance Reisland, Coach Riz of Cleveland.com with us here on the Fan Hotline. Coach, I want to sort of switch up and look at the quarterback spot. Obviously, a main point of contention and interest from people. Did they feel like they sort of picked up where they left off today in terms of the order they were doing things, the guys that were getting reps and everything in between? Or did it feel like there was a change up between the time off to now?
Well, I'll say this. They split the fields up again today. So they had Pickett and Flacco on one field with the ones, and they had Gabriel and Sanders on the other field with the twos. And that's kind of the idea. We got to get everybody up to speed before we get the pads on. Again, I think that's a fantastic idea. The only way you learn is to physically do it, right? You can learn it on the board. You can learn it through walkthroughs, but you got to physically do it. So I think they're getting up to speed. But there's a definite separation between Pickett and Flacco and Dylan Gabriel and Sanders, and there's no question about it. And the order is, it's Flacco and Pickett are kind of they different drills at different times, and then the two younger guys are kind of bringing up, still you can see them acclimating. I saw Dylan Gabriel had the throw of the day today on the deep corner route. He did a really nice scramble, Floria. Sanders had a little bit of trouble in a modified 7-on-7. But he also had a couple drops. You don't look too much into it. For me, I'm just looking, are they going to the right spots? Do they look comfortable with their footwork? Are there progressions? Do they look quick? And it seems like that's coming, that's happening. And obviously it's like you get up to, you start at one, you get to 10, and then when you get the pads on, you go back down to one. So they got to get to 10 in terms of learning this, and then we'll know more. So for me, the order is, there's a definite order, and it's the two older guys and the two younger guys without question, but that can all change. And I think Philadelphia is going to be a big thing with that. I think the preseason games, especially for the young guys, are going to be huge, those two young quarterbacks. But when the pads go on, they will start to separate themselves. It always happens in football. The cream will rise to the top without question.
Kevin Stefanski said something interesting today that I don't know that he's really talked on before, and this isn't verbatim, but it is generally the message that they want to figure out the quarterback spot and do it relatively quickly. Is that, in your eyes, the best option for the Browns, is to figure this thing out as fast as possible, who the starter is going to be, or should they be, in a way, kind of milking this down to get a true sense of competition until the end?
Well, I'm going to say I agree with him. And here the reason I think they need to figure this out quick, sooner than later, is because of this. You want to make sure that your message to your football team, again, regardless of level, high school, college, or pro, your message to the football team and the culture that you're saying that you have is to win football games. Now, I don't believe in let's give this guy a shot. I told you that, a while ago. If you've earned the right to play, then you play. And if you're equal with the guy, then you get your shot. But you're not. This is not a developmental thing. I go back to my dad all the time. If you're gonna develop a guy and he's not ready to play, and you're gonna get him ready to play and lose games, then you've developed a guy for a new coach. And for me, I think you got to find out whoever that is. And I think it's Joe Flacco right now. I could be wrong. But for me, Joe Flacco gives them the best chance to win because he can allow the rest of the team to play fast. You have to show Myles Garrett and Joel Bitonio and Posick and all these guys that have been around for a while that winning is the most important thing. Not rebuilding, winning. Now, it doesn't mean you can't involve some of those things, especially if people get up to the point where Sanders or Gabriel are equal with Flacco or Pickett. Then sure, give them a shot because they've earned it and they're as good. But for me, you got to find out sooner than later because your goal is to win games. It's not after the first six. I've heard a lot of that. It's whoever the best players, that's what those players want. The best players play. And if that's what's happening, they'll be okay with that.
Lance Rising with us here on the hotline. I bouncing off that, Lance, and hey, would you find it to be important to see guys like Gabriel and guys like Sanders by the time we get to the preseason, sort of getting reps with the one in those games or getting reps at the two and moving up the depth chart? Or is it important that whatever way you feel the depth chart is currently slated in that moment that you run?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The preseason that same way accordingly.
Well, for me, once again, I'm going to try to give everybody a realistic look. And it's like with Gabriel and Sanders. Sometimes you're not getting the protection you would get with the number one offensive line. Maybe you don't have receivers that are as good as Tillman or Jerry Jeudy. So you want to get them work, and you want it to be as equal as possible. Sometimes that's hard to do in football. Sometimes there's only so many reps and there's only one football. So you have to do other things. You got to be really good in the meetings. You got to be really good in walkthroughs, and you got to be ready to go. So when your number is called, there's not like a warm-up period, right? There's not a grace period. You're in there and you're ready to go. You know, for me, once again, it comes down to if I'm Kevin Stefanski and I'm Tommy Rees, I'm blocking out all the noise, which those guys obviously do, and I'm finding the guy who best gives me the chance to win week one. Not the guy who is he ready to go week three. I'm focused on week one, the habits, our practice habits, what we do, the film room, the media, meetings, the weight room, whatever it is. Who is the guy that we can respond to at every position? The quarterback position is really, really tough. We all mess it up. We all have for years. But it comes down to who gives us the best chance to win. Not the developing guy, not the guy who's going to help us win the year after. Who's going to help us win September 7th? And I think if they do that, they have a chance to be fairly successful this year.
Do you feel like there's a benchmark to the point where you would look at it and say it's been a little bit too long without them naming the quarterback? Is there a point that you get to in this offseason program or preseason program where you say you should probably have it figured out by now?
Well, I think the Philadelphia, when you go over there and you have those joint practices, and that's really where those 2 days where they do the joint practices, that's really where you get ones-on-ones, violence, and they're going at it. And you get really good reps in Skelly one-on-one. You're facing a different team. You're facing a really good football team. So when they come out of that Philly, you know, those two joint practices, and then the young guys playing in the game, which is how Kevin Stefanski is usually, you know, that's how they do those joint practices. Now that game becomes a little bit more important for the Browns than it is for most teams, like the Eagles. It won't be as important as it will be for the Browns, especially those two quarterbacks. You'll know a lot, right? Because now you're going to see different coverages. You're going to see different things and pressure and all that kind of stuff. So for me, I think Philadelphia is a kind of a good benchmark, because once you're August 12th, August 13th, now we're getting in 3-4 weeks, you know, 3 weeks away from opening night. So you got to get yourself that, whoever that guy is, he needs the majority of the reps at full speed.
Lance, the Giants came out and made an interesting decision today where Brian Daboll said, you know, we're going to have competition, but Russ is our starter. Would the Browns be better off doing that, doing something like, hey, Joe's our starter, but we're still going to have sort of a competition here? Or do you like the idea of full-blown competition from the start?
Well, I always thought, you know, for me, I'm old school, so I always think competition makes you better. But my thought on that is, don't step outside your character. So for Kevin Stefanski, his thing is he kind of keeps things, you know, tight knit, right? He keeps things to himself, how he's doing things, how he talks to the media. You know, I've been down there a lot. You can kind of, when a question is asked, I can kind of almost give you the answer Kevin Stefanski is going to give the media, right? And I'm just a person who kind of watches that from the back, because I'm more interested in practice. But I just think, if they don't step outside their character as a coach, then it's okay. And Brian Daboll is a little bit more, you know, a little bit more loud, a little bit more fiery kind of guy. And maybe that's the way, maybe that takes a little bit. Maybe we don't know how Jackson Dart responds to that. Maybe they'll take a little pressure off him being in New York. We don't know the whole situation, right? We don't know the New York story. But as long as a coach never steps outside of his character, the players are usually okay with that. If that's how Daboll is, then that's how he is. This is, for me, this is how Stefanski works. So this is within his character. So I'm okay with it. And that's, I think that's what people got to understand. This is who he is, and this is how he operates. Whether you like it or not, he sticks to who he is.
All right, Lance, real quick before I get you out of here, Browns unveil the new brown helmets. Your thoughts?
You know, I like the white, the orange. What I like most about the helmet, and I always did our helmets this way, I love matte helmets. I think matte helmets look really, really sharp with the shiny stripe. I'm interested to see if it, you know, comes out in all brown. It kind of gives you like that blackout that all teams have now. Obviously, the Browns are brown and orange, so you can only do brown. But I think it kind of, that color rush, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with whatever. You know, it's part of the, you know, that call. It doesn't matter, right? It doesn't really matter what you wear. But today, these guys like to do different things. So I'm all for it. I think that I'm okay with the matte. I'm glad it's matte and not shiny. I'm interested to see how it looks as a uniform. I'm just so used to seeing the Browns. I mean, I love the white. The white's my favorite helmet. So I'm not as against it as I've heard some people be. I'm okay with it, especially being matte. It kind of fits in.
Would you have liked it better if they had a white face mask than a brown face mask?
Yeah, you know what, I would. And, you know, I wouldn't mind a little elf, you know, a little something on there. Mm-hmm. I always like the shiny on the mat too. Maybe like the little elf guy on the side, maybe. I don't know, something. But yeah, I think the different color face mask always looks sharp.
I'm right there with you, Lance. I appreciate the time. as always, good stuff. And, well, we're going to get farther and farther than this. And I look to talking to you more often as the season goes down, my friend.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Yep, absolutely. Lance Reisling, Coach Riz of Cleveland.com with us there on the Fan Hotline. Always good stuff out of Lance. We'll react to what he has to say coming back as well. You kind of got to look at the preseason, I think, and give everybody some sort of shot. I did think it was interesting. I sort of throwing the question to Lance whether or not you kind of move these guys around in the preseason. Because it's something I look at, and when we look at the quarterbacks for the Browns, it's like, okay, I understand the idea of getting this done quickly, and I actually kind of like the idea of getting it done quickly in the quarterback competition, because I just don't know who you're ultimately benefiting if you go out and say, you know, we're going to hold this thing till the very last second, and then right before week one, you wake up at 9 o'clock and I tell you that Joe Flacco's your starter. Like, is that really benefiting the rookies at the end of the day? Like, I can look at it and say, hey, Joe's our starter heading into the year, and then still operate the exact same way that I'm operating with practice right now, where the Browns very clearly have shown the rookies are a step behind. Like, Lance said it in the interview with him. And also, I think they looked at it and said, okay, well, you know, we're running the ones. We still have the veterans over there. It's not like we're giving our rookies the chance to really sync up with the ones right now. We're still trying to get them up to speed, to get on track, but they're still behind. And that's okay. Like, that's also part of a competition. I think that's something that we need to realize, that, like, if you look at Shador, you look at Dylan Gabriel, and the assessment is those guys are not as good of quarterbacks right now as Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett are. Okay, well, Do you really want to upgrade them to the ones just to see what happens? Do you really just need to see how they play with the ones? Or do they need to ramp up and get to that period eventually? And I think the clear answer is I want to see them ramp up and get there. Like, they need to prove that they've developed enough, at least from the mental side of football, to get there. I also do look at the preseason, though, and at least from, I guess, fanfare and trying to evaluate it as a fan, like, yeah, I'd kind of like to see, you know, obviously Joe out there with the ones at some point during the preseason, but I think I would like to see at least, you know, Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders kind of get a chance, and probably both of them get a chance to run things in a little bit higher of a group than, oh, here's a bunch of guys that might not make the team. Those are the guys you're going to be throwing the football to, and those are the guys going to be the guys blocking for you. It's like, okay, but then I think as all of us expect to at some point this season, more than likely see the rookies out on the field, you've also eliminated that connection. You've eliminated the potential to see what those guys look like running against the ones, and you've really failed to expose them to what it's like to run against, hey, the number one defense. You've failed to expose them to, hey, here's what it's like to throw to a guy like Jerry Jeudy, who might just have a different sort of ability to get open and might help you out in breaking down these coverages and finding the holes in. All right, well, it's a lot easier to make things work when I'm throwing to a guy like Jerry, even if the defense has stepped up. If Jerry's that much better, David Njoku's that much better, that might help me out too. Yeah, I might be able to see the field and see those things, and the game might start to slow down for me in those moments. And so, yeah, I'd like to see Shador get reps with the ones. I'd like to see Dylan Gabriel get reps against the ones as sort of the preseason and the training camp rolls on. Do I need to see it necessarily in an actual preseason game? I don't know. I think that's truly down to an evaluation. Like, they need to play during those games, and the preseason is going to be huge for evaluating what that quarterback is like, right? How does he respond to different things, actually being hit, actually seeing pressure in his face, and it's going to be those preseason and the joint practices where you get to see that, where you get to have that true evaluation of, hey, it's not just a Browns defense where he kind of knows what's happening, but seeing a ton of different looks as well, hey, that other teams are truly going to throw at you. And I think you do get a better evaluation of seeing that guy in a real game setting against guys that aren't your own. And I think Kevin Stefanski knows that. Like, by the time that we get to, hey, well, we're playing the Panthers in preseason, you probably shouldn't have the quarterback position figured out. Like, I'd like to see how those guys perform. I think that for a large part, when we talk about adjusting quarterback rankings and where the Browns are going to fall on these quarterbacks, that first preseason game against Carolina and those joint practices against, or joint practice against Carolina, is going to be, I think, a massive determining factor in, all right, well, what can these guys actually do? Are they better than maybe even they're perceived, or we can see them throwing against guys with shorts on or throwing against our own guys with pads on? So I think that, do I need to ultimately have to see them run with the ones? No, if Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders is not ready, you don't throw them out there with the ones.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's no point. Like, you're just wasting other opportunities to find out who your quarterback actually should be. So I don't need to see that. But if they start to show something, if they show, hey, I've clearly taken a step up, then you need to make the adjustment. We need to be open to making those adjustments and moving this quarterback competition around in a way that fits what we're actually seeing with our eyes. It can't just be, well, put the veteran out there because he's the guy that gives you the best chance to win. If Dylan and Shador start to get up to that level where, hey, maybe these are guys that are starting to figure out football in the NFL and they're starting to perform well against other defenses, I'd like to see them take that tier up. It shouldn't just be, well, Kenny's currently our number two quarterback, so we're going to see him throw against the twos. You owe it to your own players to also see them if they're deserving of opportunities where, hey, Dylan dominated the third-string defense for the Carolina Panthers. Next preseason game you roll around to, taking on Philly, I might want to see Dylan go up against the second-string defense of the Eagles. I might want to see him take a tier up and say, all right, well, you handled your first test really well. What if I increase the pressure? And maybe by the time you get to the third preseason game, even if your goal still is, no, we're going to start things with Joe Flacco, or we're going to start things with Kenny Pickett. All right, how does he respond to, all right, these are going to be the guys at the top. Maybe Los Angeles plays their starters for a little bit. Maybe, you know, you're at least still seeing him another route and going against these second strings. Well, let's see how he kind of changes when he has to start a game. Let's see if he can handle that pressure and the pressure of maybe a couple of their star defensive players being in for a few reps. And I think you eventually get to build and actually get a true evaluation of your guys by moving them up. But I think it does have to be a situation of you deserved it and you earned it. I'm okay if you get the quarterback competition done quickly. I'm actually more okay if you get it done quickly and then say, well, you know, maybe Joe gets in for a small amount of time here during the preseason, but we're pretty set with him. Or maybe Kenny gets in for a small amount of time. We're pretty set and pretty confident in him going. And then allowing these younger guys to take better reps, allowing them to actually face defenses and get a feel for what it's like. You got to get your team ready, but I think part of it's also you want to turn over to the rookies at some point. You want to see what you have. Like, hey, the Browns' thought process has to be, we have to see these guys perform. And players typically aren't taking a ton of reps in preseason and training camp anyway. Like, your starters see very limited time. So it's not like they use these periods as true evaluations for their starters and everything else. So at least use that as an evaluation for your young players. Those are the biggest moments for them, whereas a guy like Joe Flacco might be a little bit less of a big moment. He's been through a ton of those. He's been through regular seasons with rotating wide receiver casts, changes of the offensive line. Like, does he need as many reps in the preseason? I would think certainly not. And they're not going to impact him and help him move along where he's at nearly as much as I think it's going to help a guy like Shador or a guy like Dylan or even to some degree a guy like Kenny Pickett. 216-474-0092. Do you think that every quarterback should get a chance to run with the ones during the preseason? Do you need to see it? As well, coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to get to the Giants taking a approach to their room and our daily quarterback rankings, where the quarterbacks did throw today, and it might change. Right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. The Giants come out today, and Brian Daboll announces, hey, you know, we have a competition on our hands. There is competition here. These guys are going to go out and battle with each other. But he also then decided he was going to name Russell Wilson the starter. Russ is the starter in New York, ahead of Jameis Winston and ahead of rookie Jackson Dart. And I thought this was interesting because I think this is something that if you're the Browns, you're obviously not taking note of this because you and the Giants are both in a bad spot and you're going to have different ways to approach it. But I almost feel like it's a better way to approach it in terms of knowing what your team's going to do when, in a lot of people's eyes, there should be a clear leader. Like, if I look at the room in New York, knowing that Jackson Dart was taking the second round, knowing it's sort of what Jameis Winston is compared to Russ in the two spots that they were in last year, Russ is the clear way at starter on that team. The same way that I think I would look at this team, now, worse quarterback situation than I think New York has, but I would still go through and look at it and probably say, well, Joe's probably pretty clearly the starter. Like, he's the guy that I think most people would point to say he's the most prepared and most available to win football games. Like if you had to take your pick, if you one of these guys wrote it out for all 17 games of the season and you won the most, I think an overwhelming majority of people would say Joe Flacco gives you the best chance to do that. I just don't know that it works for the Browns. Like if they came out and said, we want Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's our starter, but these guys are going to compete right now. And maybe somebody can still take the job, but our immediate thought process is that Joe starts. I think it would make fans feel better knowing that this team is already telling them, hey, we have some sort of direction. We know where we're heading, but we're allowing things to play out mostly behind him. But hey, if somebody plays well enough, maybe not. I don't think you have the same luxury sort of that New York has to go through and do that. Again, I don't know that New York has that luxury, but I certainly don't think that the Browns mentality should be coming into this and saying, yeah, we know exactly who the starter is. We know who the leader in the clubhouse is. Because even if it is Joe, like, and I think that is the process that at least I would think that the Browns have right now, is that, yeah, Joe's probably our guy, but I don't know that I really want to hear it from you. Like, I don't know that that's the best thing for a player like Kenny Pickett, who has clearly shown so far, hey, he's got a chip on his shoulder and he feels like he can win the job. And we know that's the first thing they did in the preseason, so the Browns clearly feel that he's somebody that can compete for the job. Even if he is a step behind, and I don't know that he is, but even if he is, I think you'd want to keep those guys hungry on a team that is dying to find an answer at quarterback and dying to sort of reignite that competition. I think you brew some of that. Like, I don't really need to know how Kenny Pickett ticks, right? Like, maybe Jackson Dart is a guy that you say that to him. You're like, Russ is our guy. We're making sure he's the starter, but we're going to be competitive. Like, maybe that's something that makes Jackson Dart tick and it takes his play up a level. Maybe that's something that Brian Daboll has already read into. I don't really care how Kenny Pickett ticks. Like, if that gets under his skin, it doesn't really make a difference to me. Like, that's not my focus. Their focus at the end of the day is, yeah, we're going to try to win football games because I think they feel the same pressure that guys like Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry feel between Daboll and Shane. But I just think that you probably look at it and say, am I trying to ignite anybody for the Browns? Like, their future is Jackson Dart right now. They used a top 2-round pick on him. Their future in their eyes should be Jackson Dart. So you want to ignite that guy. You have one guy that you're trying to produce and manipulate in a way to get the best play out of him. I don't know that the Browns typically have a player like that. Like, I don't know that they view any of their guys in that sort of light. Like, we view him as the future, and we're worried about what makes him tick. Like, that's not Kenny, and I don't think that's either Dylan or Shador. I think they're genuinely interested in getting the best quarterback play that they can at any given moment. Right? Like, if that comes out of anybody, I think they're happy with that. And their best idea, I think, is going in and allowing all four guys to sort of self-fuel themselves. That's kind of redundant. But self-fuel them. Right? Allow them to basically stir the battle in their head. All right, I know that every day when I walk into practice, my chance to be the starter is available to me. It's out there. And you don't have to worry about the guy's tick, but you think, all right, well, if I have football players, truly competitive football players in front of me, that's a situation that should be beneficial to them. They should already, by that pure nature of competition, be at their best. And that should be enough to drive them and get the most out of each guy while doing it across the board, right? Maybe one thing makes another guy tick or makes him play better. But if I'm trying to get the best process for three guys at once, that's probably it. It is probably trying to stir competition and ignite those guys to fight for their jobs every single day. And so far, I think you've gotten them to do that. Like, none of these guys feel as if, hey, I don't have a chance here and I'm just basically trying to focus on myself to make sure I don't get cut. It's, if I want to go take this job's open for the taking. And I think that's the best thing you can do for the Browns. Hey, the Giants and Browns situation is so much different while still being so similar that I think it almost oddly works for both of them moving in different directions. 216-474-0092. Would you prefer taking the Giants approach to the quarterback room and naming a starter, or do you like the Browns going full-on four-man competition? Let's go out of the phones. Adam is in Lakewood. What's going on, Adam?
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, absolutely, man. What do you got?
I like your topic. I think the Browns would – I like their approach. I like the Giants approach. I think the Browns would be wise, and – I want them to, as long as it's the guy I want, I want Mr. Flacco in there, and then I'm happy, because I think that the whole team and the city, everybody's awash with a little relief, you know, and we can focus our energy on other spaces and, you know, watch them practice together.
Yeah, and Adam, I feel like that's the way that a lot of people would take this, and I appreciate the call. I think that for fan bases, like, this is the best thing, and I'm sure that Giants fans right now, even if you didn't want Russ, it's almost a sigh of relief. Like, okay, at least I know who they are probably going to roll out there week one. Like, I have a good feeling. Where I know that Browns fans, because I'm one of them, I am high strung on the quarterback spot and watching intently, being like, I think they're going to name it to be Joe. They probably should name it to be Joe. But hey, there's that little doubt in the back of your head that maybe it could be Kenny, or maybe one of these rookies actually does step up and take the job. I just... like, hey, there's so many differing opinions that I think everybody could look around the room in New York and go, Russ is the best quarterback here. Like, hey, we can't really argue that. Like, maybe it will be Jackson Dart, but it's okay if you let one of your top draft picks sit a little bit, develop a little bit, and, like, that team doesn't think they're winning the Super Bowl. That fan base doesn't think they're winning the Super Bowl this year. So going with the safe option for them, I think, makes a lot of sense. And, again, fans are going to look at that and be okay with it. I just don't know that when you're in Cleveland, that actually for the team, the best route is doing that. It certainly makes fans happy. And I think Joe is the probably guy that you put there who drives the most just happiness across the fan base, right? Of, all right, well, we like that guy. It's okay. He was good here a little bit ago. But it's not the same of just saying, all right, well, we're going to let the guys develop behind them. There's too much happening here, and I think you have to, and you almost owe it to the fans to say, we're going to make sure that the best thing happens. We're going to make sure that the best player actually wins the job. All right, let's leave that there. When we come on back, Guardians ready to wrap up with the Orioles. Good chance we'll be talking Guardians. If not, well, it's 9 o'clock, so you know it would be coming right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.